Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A 9-year-old girl defiled by an identified man in Kalomo. A consortium of 11 CSOs endorses the Committee on Constitutional Amendments. In international news, Central African President Taodore launches third-term bid. In sports, Kawe Warriors FC signed Congolese forward Bakata on loan from Mazembe.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. An identified male person in Kalomo District of Southern Province has allegedly defiled a 9-year-old girl with hearing and speech impairment. The suspect, identified as Junya Mwetwa, is believed to have defiled the minor on October 1, 2025. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka confirmed the incident, stating that the alleged act took place in the Micremond compound. According to the police, it is alleged that the victim had gone to play at a neighbor's residence accompanied by her 4-year-old sister. While they were playing, the suspect allegedly approached, took the victim by hand and dragged her toward his house, and the younger sibling immediately ran home to alert family members. Mr. Daka added that the suspect was later found in an outside bathroom, partially undressed alongside the victim. A consortium of 11 civil society organizations working around good governance has welcomed the appointment of an independent technical committee for constitutional reform. Yesterday, President Hichilema appointed a technical committee comprised of diverse individuals to lead the countrywide consultations and draft proposed amendments to the supreme law of the country. The committee will be chaired by retired Supreme Court Judge Christopher Mashabati, with Dr. Lundalani Banda serving as vice chairperson and spokesperson. Consortium Deputy Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the decision to come up with a committee demonstrates President Hichilema's respect for the ruling of the Constitutional Court and his commitment to his earlier pledge that constitutional reforms would only proceed after building consensus. Mr. Ngoma has therefore commended the head of state for upholding the rule of law and promoting citizen participation in the constitutional reform process. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma noted that the composition of the committee brings together individuals from diverse backgrounds and experiences, including those who supported, opposed, or previously held no position on constitutional amendments. The situation, he said, is encouraging.
Constitution is a people's document, and its review must be driven by a broader representation of citizens rather than being limited to lawyers or technical experts. We therefore support the inclusive nature of the appointment and urge all members to place national interests above all else. The President's commitment to encouraging a wider spectrum of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, traditional leaders and the general citizen, will enhance both the legitimacy and the credibility of the constitutional reforms process. We are confident that if conducted transparently and in good faith, the process will produce a document that truly reflects the will and the aspirations of the Zambian people. The establishment of this committee marks an important step toward ensuring that the amendment process is transparent, accountable, and inclusive. By facilitating broader-based consultation, the committee will provide citizens with the opportunity to contribute meaningfully to sharpening Zambian supreme law, thereby strengthening democracy and good government.
Other members appointed to serve in the committee include Dr. Felicity Kalunga, Ms. Eva Jala, Mr. Douglas Tambulukani, Dr. Vani Munyumbwe, Independent Churches of Zambia President Dr. Bishop David Musapa, Mrs. Isabel Mutembo, Mrs. Grace Sinkamba, Zambia Union of Civil Liberties Executive Director, Mr. Isaac Manza, and Operation Young Vote Chief Mr. Gesnyerenda. In another development, Opposition Citizens First Party Secretary General Mr. Vincent Chintu has called on political leaders across the country to rise above partisan differences and unite to address Zambia's economic challenges. Mr. Chintu emphasizes that the future of the country lies in building ideas that strengthen the nation as opposed to fueling divisions. He has therefore reiterated his party's commitment to working with all stakeholders in the spirit of dialogue, peace and development for the betterment of the country. And speaking at the close of a two-day workshop on electoral integrity held at Chaminuka Resort, Mr. Chintu underscored the urgent need for United Party for National Development to desist from perpetuating violence against opposition political parties. He cited some of the political violence incidents targeted at CF leader and 2026 presidential hopeful Harry Kalava.
Giving ideas that are going to help the country develop. So I was so saddened when I heard what happened. My president also was crushed in Lomu, but because that is what is important. We shouldn't be fighting physically, but let's fight with our ideas. So UPNC, parties is the best working together. No more fighting. It is not important. What is important is to bring our ideas together. You know, one naked, a divided army cannot even win a battle. You see? So Zambians as politicians, we've got a fight to do. Not fighting each other, but fighting the problems.
The Digital Government Africa Summit returns to Lusaka next week, bringing together government leaders, technologists and investors from across the continent. The three-day meeting, hosted by the Zambian government, in partnership with African Brains and Smart Zambia, will run from 7th to 9th of October. Acting Minister of Technology and Science Elvis Nkandu says more than 30 African countries will be represented alongside global technology leaders. Details are in the following report.
The Digital Government Africa Summit, taking place in Lusaka from the 7th to the 9th of October 2025, is a continental platform that brings together ministers, technologists, investors, and global ICT leaders to discuss digital identity, e-government services, cybersecurity, and regional innovation. The summit, hosted by the Zambian government in partnership with African Brains and Smart Zambia, aims to strengthen collaboration and drive Africa's digital transformation agenda. During a press briefing in Lusaka yesterday, Acting Minister of Technology and Science, Elvis Nkandu, announced that this year's summit has attracted delegates from over 30 African countries. He explains that global